And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 10th of January, 2016. It's the birthday of the poet Philip Levine, born in Detroit, 1928. He went off to work in a soap factory when he was 14. Then he went to work in a bottling plant. He worked the punch press for Chevrolet, worked in factories and odd jobs until he was in his late 20s, putting himself through college, through Wayne State University. Finally took off for California, got a teaching position at Fresno State, where he stayed for 30 years. Philip Levine, who said, "It was at an early age while I was working in factories and also trying to write, I said to myself, nobody is writing the poetry of the world here. It doesn't exist. And it didn't. You couldn't find it. I took a vow that I was going to do it. And damn it, it didn't matter how long it was going to take. I was going to write the poetry of these people because they weren't going to do it. And it was very funny when my fellow workers would say, you know, what do you do? And I would say, I write poetry. And nobody laughed at me." He read Stephen Crane, Eliot, Dylan Thomas. His first collection was On the Edge, came out in 1963, got good reviews, and then so did his second, called Not This Pig, in 1968, with a poem in it called Animals Are Passing From Our Lives, told from a pig's point of view. Philip Levine, who wrote in his poem The Simple Truth, "Some things you know all your life, they are so simple and true, they must be said without elegance, meter, and rhyme." He died in 2015. And it's the birthday of the historian Stephen Ambrose, born Lovington, Illinois, 1936, best known for his biography of Richard Nixon, his book about the Lewis and Clark expedition, Undaunted Courage, and many books on World War II, including Citizen Soldiers and Band of Brothers. Stephen Ambrose, who said, "You've got to be driven by curiosity. If you don't have that curiosity, find another way to make a living. You're never going to make it as a writer." Here's a poem for today by A.E. Houseman, Breeden Hill. In summertime on Breeden, the bells they sound so clear. Round both the shires they ring them in steeples far and near, a happy noise to hear. Here of a Sunday morning my love and I would lie and see the colored counties and hear the larks so high about us in the sky. The bells would ring to call her in valleys miles away. Come all to church, good people, come and pray. But here my love would stay. And I would turn and answer among the springing thyme, "Oh, peal upon our wedding, and we will hear the chime and come to church on time." But when the snows at Christmas on Breeden top were strown, my love rose up so early and stole out unbeknown and went to church alone. They tolled the one bell only, groom there was none to see. The mourners followed after, and so to church went she and would not wait for me. The bells they sound on Breeden, and still the steeples hum. Come all to church, good people. Oh, noisy bells, be dumb. I hear you. I will come. Poem by A.E. Houseman, Breeden Hill, from his collected poems. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.